I think one of the main things to remember, just in case there are any problems with the present that you've bought, is that the person who you're giving the gift to won't get any rights about that. So, you know, you hear about your statutory rights, which are about the product being fit for purpose and satisfactory quality and so on. The rights in law that attach to that product stay with you because you're the person who's got the contract with the shop. So it's important to try and get a gift receipt if you're buying something for a present. And most main high street stores will offer a gift receipt now. There's no requirement in law for them to provide one. You can't make a shop give you a gift receipt, but it's certainly a good idea if you're offered one, then take it and ask a shop whether they can provide a gift receipt as well if you're buying something for a product, because you have to remember that if you buy, say, a red jumper and the person gets it and thinks, well, actually, I'd have rather had a blue one, they've got no right in law to return that, so they're reliant on the goodwill of the shop to exchange it or to get a refund on it. And even if things are faulty, then again, it would be up to you to take the product back when it's faulty rather than the person that you've given it to. Aside from that, if you're not shopping in the high street, then the big advice, as it is with most things, is to just take care if you're buying things online. Avoid buying things, particularly electrical items and toys, via social media, because you've got no way of knowing whether they've been tested and whether they're safe. And also just generally don't buy things from people who aren't established sellers, who you can't check out, because if there are problems with things, then you won't be able to track them down and go back either for a refund or a replacement or whatever.
And you mentioned there about buying things on the high street versus online. We've got to be aware of the different rights that you have for online and on the high street. So it's just a case of shopping around a bit, isn't it?
Yes, if you buy products online, you get the right to cancel. So because you haven't seen them, so if you think about going into a shop, you have the chance to have a look at the product. Maybe you can try it on or you can examine it. That gives you a chance to think about whether it's the right product, whether it's the thing that you really want to buy. You're not relying on somebody else's description of it. You're seeing it firsthand. Whereas when you buy what are called distance means in law, which is originally started as mail order, obviously, but in recent years, the bulk of distance sales take place online. And then, although there's a description and maybe photographs online, you're not really getting to examine the product. You don't really know whether it's going to look like the photograph or it's going to match the description. So the law allows you a period of time to cancel. You get 14 days to cancel the contract if the product turns up and you just think, well, you know what, that doesn't look like it's photographed or it's not quite as good as I was hoping it would be. Or then cancellation period runs from the date that you receive the goods, and you're entitled to a refund of one set of the postage costs. So if you've been charged for postage on the product, you're entitled to that money back, but you would have to meet the cost of sending the product back for the refund, or vice versa.
So just as with any other product or service, if people have got concerns, how can they report those?
So they can report them to Trading Standards or get advice via the Citizens Advice Consumer Service, and they're on 03 454 04 05 06.